Welcome to the GameSlate Podcast, episode 69. I'm Proteus.
I'm Assimilator.
And I'm Zelda Queen.
And as usual, we did about Jack and Squat this week. But there's some news to talk about, at least.
Yes, there is news. News and random stuff on the internet.
Yeah. And wild speculation.
Woo! Speculation! And rumors. That's half the fun of the video game industry sometimes.
Is the wild rumors and is it really going to happen? Like Duke Nukem, is it ever really going to come out?
Yes.
They claim.
And then the world will end.
No, no!
Oh, wait, is it due out May 21st then?
No, Is that the new end of the world day?
Well, that's what all the billboards around Commerce City say.
There's billboards around Commerce City that say the day that the world ends May 21st?
Yeah, there's one at I-76 and 88 or so.
Who's saying this?
Some, I don't know. I think it's some funny Christian types. Right.
Anywho, no, currently it's June something, and then it'll get pushed back to July, and then August, and then...
etc., etc. I guess, okay, since we're on rumors and speculations, we'll start with the one that I actually saw on the local news, which was quite surprising to me, and one that is listed on...
Kotaku,
is that supposedly Nintendo is going to be debuting a new console. In fact, it might launch next year, and might debut at E3 in June, which we're going to, so maybe we'll actually see it.
Scary. And supposedly it's even supposed to be more powerful than the Xbox 360 and the PlayStation 3, which would be really hard not to do since those systems are both several years old now and technology has expanded leaps and bounds since those came out.
Yeah, but Nintendo has, for the past few consoles, kind of lagged behind everyone else as far as the power department.
I'm waiting for someone to, you know, make me a nice comparison of, you know, how little tiny electronic device do I own now that is as powerful as my original Nintendo.
I heard somewhere that supposedly the original Game Boy, the original gray brick, had more computing power than the computer that took the first astronauts to the moon.
See, I heard that about the TI-83.
I've also heard that, you know, people can use the 3D capabilities of the original PlayStation, kind of stick them together and build bombing simulators.
I've heard that one, too.
And I've heard somebody else did build a supercomputer out of a whole bunch of PlayStations or PlayStation 2s that they boxed all together. I forget how many they boxed together. It was quite a few.
People can do lots of stuff with game consoles if they decide to be innovative. Yeah. And break their EULA, thus getting Sony pissed off at them. But we're not going to get into that. But, so yeah, with this whole Nintendo thing, the only thing that makes me afraid of this is A, I really don't want to buy another game console right now. B, if they come out with a new game console, then Microsoft and Sony have to come out with a new game console, and then we have a new console war, and I really don't want to buy three new game consoles.
I mean, the thing is, we know that new game consoles have probably been in the works by the three major companies this whole time.
Well, Microsoft's rumor, again... some job postings point to a new game console maybe coming out in 2015.
I mean, but it's the kind of thing. It's like as soon as you finish the previous one, you've got to start working on the next one because you know that, you know, chips are going to advance and everything like that. So
this time, actually, I think it kind of was they finished with their game consoles, then they started working on their motion consoles, and then they started working on the new game consoles that are going to have the motion consoles part maybe built into them or something. Who knows? Anywho.
I don't want to think about it. Well, if anything comes out, it won't be till next year. You can start saving now. Put $20 away per month.
Maybe.
Gaming's one of those expensive habits.
God, it's expensive. Anywho, in non-rumors and speculation, which is kind of cool stuff on the internet, this one website is basically creating the world's biggest Pac-Man mazes. Well, Pac-Man maze. It's one big maze, but it's made up of a bunch of individual mazes. So you start in one maze, you can eat all the pellets in it, and then you can use the little holes on the side or the top to go to the next maze.
And it just keeps going and going and going through about, what, 7,000 plus?
Looks like it was about 7,000 mazes made so far. I feel sorry for you completionists that want to get through every maze.
I mean, do they want to eat all of the pellets, or just... get to every maze room and be like, yep, I was here, I was here, I was here. And
depends on the level of your completionist. If you're OCD, you're probably going to try and get every single pill.
Yep.
I wonder if one could train hamsters to play Pac-Man.
Well, no one can see the visual of you trying to pretend you're a hamster.
That was weird. That was weird. Let's see, what else have we got?
Well, we finished watching Spice and Wolf.
What'd you think?
I thought it was interesting. I it's very much like, you know, the anime crash course in economics of, you know, past system, you know, past years. Like, when everybody used coinage, and it varied on the amount of precious metal that was in the coinage, and how much people wanted, and, oh, yeah, so there's a lot of economic talk in it, a lot. And I find the characters very interesting. Especially Holo, because she's, you know, she's a wolf, and has, like, you know, sort of, I guess, more wolf tendencies than human tendencies. But she still seems to have human tendencies that, in the fact of, like, jealousy and such. And it's one of those, you know, anime couples that we like each other, but we can never confess that we like each other ever, because it'll just destroy everything. So, but we got to the very end.
About to take some of the tension out of the series.
Oh my goodness, I just realized this is reverse Inuyasha.
Well, they don't have any tokens that they have to endlessly search out that are...
No, they're not fighting other demons and things, but yeah.
They do have Inuyasha now on Netflix, all like 170-some episodes. And that's... even if you get to the very end, you're never going to know how it finishes, because they actually stopped running the series in Japan before it actually concluded. So.
They restarted it.
Did they restart
it? They did restart it.
Oh, that's good. Did they finish it?
I know they restarted it.
This is like asking if they finished Dragon Ball.
No, it's like asking if they finished One Piece.
Or Bleach.
One Piece, I think, is like four or 500 episodes now.
And you think Sailor Moon's long? It's only like 200 and something. It only went on for 5 seasons. Oh, that's just kidding. But yeah, I really enjoyed it. I don't think I'm at the crazed level of enjoyment.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you liked it. But you're not going to be one of those people that constantly goes into them. So when are you going to release this? Season.
It has enough
of it's 10 o'clock, time for me to troll Funimation.
495 episodes of One Piece. If you haven't started, you would have a lot of TV watching ahead of you.
Forget that.
Yeah, I'm not very interested in watching One Piece. I mean, I don't, like, hate it, but doesn't appeal to me.
That's a lot of episodes.
When did it start? Back in 1999.
So it's original air date, October 20th, 1989. English air date, September 18th, 2004.
We can at least say that the release date times are being, you know, smaller.
How many episodes do you say?
495.
And now they're actually simulcasting, so when they're released in Japan, they're released in America.
We're in season number 13?
Yep, 13.
We have TV specials. Do we have any movies yet?
Okay, if you watched One Piece every episode, back to back to back, it would take you 9 days.
I see a marathon at an anime store.
I see people dying of starvation or, you know, kidneys exploding.
That's worse than watching all Lord of the Rings extended cuts back to back to back. And eventually it's going to be, you know, watch Lord of the Rings with The Hobbit and then the...
Yeah, that's still a day. Yeah. That takes a day if you watch all of them. It's not 9 days. It's not a week and a couple of days.
Let's just make it 2 weeks to put in bathroom breaks and sleeping.
Okay.
And eating. Don't forget eating.
You can eat while watching. And unless you set up one of those mirror things where you can see for the TV from the toilet because of a mirror setup.
Okay, we're going into weird territory.
You know some people have that set up.
Well, or you just have a TV in your bathroom and you have them like the, you know, simulcasting kind of thing set up.
That's
with your TVs.
Not, yeah.
Yeah. Or to your phone. You could just beam it to your phone or something, right?
Just constantly. It's like, yeah, it's like Apple TV, watching on the iPod. Flush, go watch it on the TV.
Let's see. Okay, speaking of watching more things, watched one episode of Shikibane Hime, or Corpse Princess. Man, is that show incredibly, like, slapstick violent. I had no idea. I thought it was going to be a lot more of a serious thing, but when it's not focused on killing Shikibana, it's like, I'm going to beat up on all the main characters, and, oh look, that boy's being a perv, and et cetera, et cetera. I was kind of taken off, or taken by surprise with that. I was like, huh. I don't know if I'm going to watch another episode or not. Have you watched any of it?
I have not watched any of Corpse Princess yet.
You're also watching Nana, but I think we already talked about that.
Yeah, I did talk about it last time. And then I watched one episode of Claymore. I kind of find the concept kind of interesting. It's basically, it's only women. For some reason, it's only just women. They are like half monster, half human. They call them Yoma, which I know is a Japanese word for like a demon or a monster, an ogre, but we'll just call them monsters. So they're like basically hired killers to kill monsters because monsters prey on humans. So this is, you know, and they don't call themselves claymores, but the populace calls them claymores, and they're afraid of them because their eyes are silver, but when they find yomas, they turn gold. Because they can spot yomas who disguise themselves as human beings. And that's why they're, you know, useful. So basically, this gal is hired to find a yoma that's killed a bunch of people in the village, and she sort of ends up having this boy befriend her because his parents were the ones, his family is basically wiped out by the yoma. And so he ends up tagging along with her and such because he's not afraid of her like everybody else is. I was like, okay, I didn't mind it, but the art style of the way the people are drawn really bothers me. Like their face and such, the eyes are always extremely just weird in the way that they lay in their heads. Their lips, like sometimes when it's in profile, like the upper lip sticks out like an inch from the bottom lip. And
weird.
It was just really weird, and it just really bothered me. I mean, it's very fluid, but the looks of it just kind of bother me. No, it's like impossible to do. You literally have to, like,
yeah, it's pretty hard to do. Anywho.
I know, you know, this is, you know, artistic expression and, you know, drawn format, but sometimes it's like, it went a little too far. And so, yeah, haven't been doing much else but watching some anime. We did run some dungeons in WoW last week, but
we did. And I ran my first heroic yesterday, and, okay, the guild that I'm on with my mage, the guild leader's like, yeah, we're pretty good in heroics now because we've gotten the better gear. They started getting some raid gear, and they're talking about how, you know, they stopped having to CC a lot. Well, then did the Lost City of Tolver, and if we didn't CC, we would have gotten our asses kicked. And there was, like, this one boss, Lockjaw, and
The alligator!
Yeah, the alligator. And in heroic, after you fight the alligator, you actually have to fight this little imp guy separately.
Okay.
Well, they kept killing us because apparently this fight used to be bugged. So the way they used to do it is everybody except the tank would get on this alligator and they wouldn't get attacked by all the spawns. Well, they fixed that, so you can't get on this golden alligator anymore. So you actually have to kill the spawns before they kill everybody else. And you get this random debuff that does damage to you called Scent of Blood that also causes the spawns to head to you first. So the tank has to pick them up. Then you have to kill the adds before they kill the tank, or kill the healer, or something like that. We finally defeated him by, I think when we went in there, you know how we avoided those pygmies by going into the water in there?
Yeah.
We actually had to kill those pygmies so we could fight on the stairs to channel the adds into the stairs, so they had to go past the tank in order to get to us so he could pull them off, mm-hmm. and then we could conveniently either single target or AoE them down. It was a pain in the ass.
I don't think we bothered with the ads on normal. We were just like,
we didn't.
Blast the boss!
It was normal.
Okay, it's done.
We just literally...
yeah. There's a lot we were like, we're not equipped really for half the stuff. And we're like, do we know CC? Until it was like, I accidentally pulled something. That was my bad. I wasn't trying to. I was target clicking, and I was having a hard time clicking on the target I wanted to hit, and I hit one of the other Gron channelers. And I was like, yay! 4 more people to the party.
We lived.
No, that's the one. I think you. No, that's the one we all wiped.
Okay. No, I thought. Oh, yeah, because of the time that your. That guild dad. made another pull immediately after we finished one.
Oh, yeah.
That's when you died.
No, I thought that was the one where you died.
No. That was when they...
Oh, yeah, and then I was like, oh, I better pick up some healing. And then it was like, oh, the fight's over. Resurrect.
But other than that, we did really good. We never wiped out any of the bosses.
Yep, that was nice.
We only wiped... I think I died once. Because it was just a weird hit. I was trying to... And I almost saved you. I just forgot which one was my lay of hands, and I accidentally hit Cleanse instead of lay of hands. And I felt so bad. I'm like, if I used lay on hands, you would have lived.
Eh.
It's not one of those raid situations where it's like, oh my gosh, they have to live. Live!
Yeah, but I like more and more professional abilities have like plus five when you make something instead of just the traditional plus one, plus one, plus one, plus one.
That is handy.
Made it real easy to get engineering to 525. Comparatively.
I haven't played again all week, so I'm like, I don't know. I'm losing my WoW steam.
I've been playing on and off while studying for my idle exam, but my guys at work is like, okay, after you're done with your idle thing, you need to get geared up to go raiding.
It's like, okay, you're going to run me through everything?
Actually, yes, they are. Usually one of them was even telling us, like, if you're on, just call us and we'll hop on and run you through Harrook.
Can't beat that, then.
Mm-hmm. It's why I wish that everybody had gone to Cenarion Circle. It would have been easy then. Or not Cenarion Circle, Silverhand. It would have been easy then.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
I mean, I could just start another character. It doesn't bother me that much.
Well, hold on. You could come on over. You could put in a...
Well, technically what we could do is just, roll Death Knight, and then you start at least 55.
You could keep tanking then, too.
I don't want to be a Death Knight, though.
It's kind of fun, the first time playing through Death Knight and then, hitting Outland, just being like, I tear through everything because I'm in blues that are equivalent of old, old world tier 2.
Well, here's the thing about, with all the frickin' thingies? Heirloom gear. Because heirloom gear is always the equivalent to a purple of your level.
Yeah.
What do you have to use to buy those? Justice points?
Justice points.
Yeah.
Well, there's justice points. If your guild's high enough level, you can get a hat and a cape. And they're apparently supposed to be adding pants. So then, shoulders add experience, the chest adds experience, the hat adds experience, the back adds experience, the pants are going to add experience, then there's the experience added from the guild itself.
Okay, so apparently I just need to run lots and lots of dungeons before I start trying to level any of my alts.
With the guild, so we can get the guild up higher.
Yeah.
We're doing good. We're getting, a decent amount of XP every time we run a couple of dungeons.
Whenever we actually play.
That's because we're all five of us together, so we get 125%.
Yeah.
I just haven't felt like playing, and we've been doing so much other real-life stuff. It just takes our time away.
Buying a house is fun, kids!
It'll be easier once you guys are moved in. Whenever you close and all that stuff.
Yeah, it's supposed to be in May. And there's moving, which I'm like, I don't want to move.
Hi, now we actually
have, because now we actually have furniture, so it's like, oh, furniture.
Hey, but this time we don't have to worry about going across an ocean.
I was referring to the last time we were just moving from Grafton to Unihunga.
That was just by ourselves. We had at least we had a large car by New Zealand standards.
Yeah, but it took us like 10 trips.
But we did it by ourselves.
It's true. But we didn't have any furniture.
Yeah, look at the bright side. You may have furniture, but you don't have to put it over an ocean.
Yeah. We still have to get it out of that basement.
That's what the back, the walkout basement door is for. You pull the pickup up to the back of it, and then you put it on the pickup down there. That way you don't have to haul it up the stairs.
Yeah.
So you're glad we don't have a basement. We don't have to haul anything into a basement. And now we're off topic again.
Ah, that's our memo. Anywho, what else?
I haven't had anything else interesting happen, or any other news I heard other than Nintendo's rumors. Although I did play a bunch of... Irish Pride and I did go through and test out a bunch of things. He was making me play Explosion Man with him.
That's
which
a fun
is
game.
Really weird. And then we did Scott Pilgrim versus the World game. It's fun, but the hit detection's terrible in it. Oh my goodness. You have to be literally on top of something for it to register you're hitting it. It was very disappointing in that regard, but the pixel art's great in it. And then we also tried Castle Crashers, which for a little Flash game was actually pretty fun.
Cool.
But, of course, Scott Pilgrim and Castle Crashers were demos, and you get to the final boss in Castle Crashers, you get halfway through killing him, and then it stops. It's like, you want to continue? Please find the full version! And I was like, aw.
I finally, that's what I've been finally doing, is kind of push myself towards the end of Freelancer. you know, 8-year-old, I think, game.
You're talking more like 10-year-olds.
No, it's not that old. Because it came out a while after I was at uni, like 2 or 3 years.
Okay.
I think. Because it is getting close to 10 years, because it came out when I was living in Westminster.
Oh, look, freelancer video game. Thank you, Wikipedia. Oh, it had it at the top there. Or there.
Release date, March 4th, 2003.
Oh, not quite. So 8 years is actually pretty close.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm good. But it's fun. It's, I don't know. It is basically, I'm playing it because I can't play Wing Commander on a new system, because those are all old DOS-based games.
Okay, can I find this funny? System requirements. 600 megahertz CPU, 128 megabytes of RAM, 900 megabytes of hard disk space, and a 16 megabyte video card.
Yeah, I don't know if I ever... Oh, I should actually go through and make sure I've turned up everything to max.
I would
just because
so.
I could. I never bothered to. I was just like, yeah, whatever. It looks pretty good. No,
I would hope you could, I would hope you had everything on max.
Yeah. On the other hand, you know, it's like still, you know, being 8 years old, all the cutscenes are kind of people Should are be. Kind of blocky.
I remember when I was at work because, you know, Mortal Kombat's coming out soon, and somebody did the eight Mortal Kombat characters that are the oddest for the series, and it's like. Some of the videos are showing, they're showing of, you know, the fatalities and stuff they do. I'm looking at one of the videos had the first 3D Mortal Kombat in there. And I'm looking at these graphics, like, what's sad is, we considered that good.
Well, at the time it was, you know, revolutionary seeing, you know, something that wasn't flat. It was three-dimensional. I mean, look at Mario. Now it looks, you know, kind of, Mario looks very blocky and the
Mario
world's
64.
Still, yeah, it doesn't have that much detail in such
Or two. Ocarina.
Ocarina has such a good storyline, you can look over the graphics.
Ignore the fact that most of the characters are made up of a total of, like, 10 polygons.
No, they have a little bit more than that.
And they've redone it. It'll come out.
It's better than paintbrush hands in Final Fantasy VII. Oh my goodness, I didn't realize how bad the graphics were in Final Fantasy VII until I looked back again. I was like... You know what? From 7 to 8, there was a huge difference, even though it was still for the PlayStation. Paintbrush hands.
Yeah, so. And Portal 2 comes out on Tuesday.
Really?
Yes. And actually, if you buy it for the PC only and not for consoles, you can potentially play it early because it's getting unlocked by if enough people play this potato sack game. Which is like $32. So you get Potato Sack for $32. You buy Portal 2, play Potato Sack enough, and that opens up Portal 2.
So
I am not buying a game and playing it to play another game.
At least I think that's how I understand it correctly.
Right. But yeah, nonetheless, you know, it's like I want to just
and then,
buy and play the game I enjoy.
What I'm doing for Portal, because since I have the PlayStation 3, I'm actually buying it for the PlayStation 3. Then I link it with my PSN ID with my Steam ID, and then using the code that comes with Portal, I can actually play it on my PC as well. So technically, I'm buying it for one console, one system, playing it on two.
It seems like it'd be really hard to play Portal on a console, just because there's a lot of times where you just have to like really, really fast, like snap around.
I'm not saying I'm going to do it a lot, but I'd like the comparison. Yeah.
I just mean in general. You know, like
and that might be a quick button for 180 flip around.
Yeah, maybe.
And I'm looking forward to Portal 2. I've been watching some of the videos showing off some of their little features, and it looks fun.
That is
and
totally,
plus there's co-op in it.
That just totally slipped under my radar, because I'm like, I kept hearing all of it, like, Portal 2 is going to come, Portal 2 is going to come, and all of a sudden it's like, oh, here it is!
Came out before the next episode of Half-Life.
Yep. Valve really hasn't learned what the term episodic content means. We're going to do episodic content so we can have smaller games out faster. So that means in 10 years and not 20 years? I know that's exaggeration from the last time episode 2 came out, but it kind of feels that way.
You just don't think about it. You play everything
Maybe
else.
Maybe they just went and after like the last episode came out, they're like, you know, we need to rebuild this engine.
Don't know.
But yeah, if you haven't watched any of the... Portal, basically, I guess it'd be investor videos. They're really entertaining, so head on over to YouTube or Steam site and check them out. You guys got anything else?
Nope.
Okay, So I think that's going to be it for this week, because I'm out of things to talk about. Hopefully next week, maybe next week I'll be talking Green Lantern stuff, since I bought some, volumed all a bunch of the Green Lantern things all put together in a hardcover book. So maybe if I'm, in theory, if I get those, it gets those read through, I'll be doing it. I got the, one of the, origin stories and Blackest Night, which is supposed to be really good.
Zombie lanterns.
Basically. Yeah. And
actually, it's like zombie everybody, isn't it?
Well, basically what happens is, apparently the Blackest Night prophecy was foretold in the book, the first book I'm reading. And I might put off Darkest Night a little bit so I can find the Sinestro Corps Wars, which is supposed to go between the book I'm reading and Blackest Night.
This is the problem. It reminds me of Narcos reading about trying to revive the comic book industry again. And part of these people's complaint was, they're like, I want to read this series because I've heard good, you know, I've heard that it's supposed to be really good. But then I have to be told that I have to read all these supplemental things to get the gist of the series I want to read. I don't really want to have to read all this extra supplemental material just to enjoy one thing.
Well, see, that's what's kind of nice about these. I don't need to read the Sinestro Wars, or the Yellow Corps Wars, whatever you want to call them. Because they give you what you need to know in the beginning of it, in like a introduction.
Okay.
I kind of actually find that stuff interesting, but I've never been interested in buying comics $2 at a time. So I was at Barnes & Noble, and I found the trades all together in a hardbound, which I thought was really nice. I thought, what the heck? And the only reason I didn't get the Sinestro Corps Wars is they were in the paperback, and I wanted to see if they had a hardcover somewhere. Anywho. So yeah, this will be all for this week. Go ahead and head to our website, thegameslave.com. You can send us mail to mail@thegameslave.com, or you can also leave us comments directly on the website. I'm still very slowly working on t-shirts. It's been kind of a busy week for me in work life, so I haven't had a lot of time to work on those. And these two have been buying a house, so they haven't exactly had any free time either, and who can fault them? Buying a house is important, any big step. Yeah. And then you find out you have all sorts of other stuff that you have to take care of once you buy a house. Like, they're going to have to buy a mower, sprinklers, hoses.
I don't know how much of that stuff we're going to need, because the in-laws have, you know, a whole bunch, like, two of everything almost for yard work.
Plus some.
Yeah.
The only thing that I don't like about home ownership is I don't have somebody else to blame if something breaks.
You can't just call the landlord and be like, fix this!
Now, when my house, I bought a new house, I had 2 years where I could do that. It's like, call them up. Why is my drywall disintegrating on me?
It's like, from China.
Well, actually, what happened was they came down, they looked at the wall that was doing it, and realized that when they hung the mirror in the downstairs bathroom, they had screwed directly into the drainage pipe from upstairs. So the water rusted the screw away, and once that happened, it started coming out the wall and started to disintegrate the drywall. Lucky that apparently I am OCD sometimes and noticed that the drywall started looking funny, and when I poked it, it fell away. It took me 4 months to get that fixed. I found out it's like they took the mirror down, put a hole in the wall, replaced the piece of the pipe, put it back, put the drywall back, but nobody came and hung up my mirror again. So I finally called them like 4 months later, like, so what's up with my mirror? Oh! Yeah, the guy that was doing this had to go on an extended leave, sorry!
Okay.
But that's been actually the biggest issue I've had to deal with outside of, actually my house didn't even fare bad in the hailstorm. Mine came out pretty undamaged overall. So anywho, have a great week. Game on! Or whatever you choose to do in your geeky after time.
Game on.
Game on.